Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, July 22nd. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Tens of thousands of workers nationwide walked off the job Monday in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement in an effort to expose the income inequality and systemic racism that organizers said have become more entrenched during the coronavirus pandemic. The Strike for Black Lives featured workers from a broad range of sectors, from the Service Employees Union to the Teamsters, teachers, and dozens of other labor and political groups. Here in D.C., strikers gathered at the U.S. Capitol in support of the HEROES Act as talks heat up over a fourth coronavirus relief package. The campaign is pressing for an unequivocal declaration that Black Lives Matter from both business and political leaders. And organizers called on businesses to, quote, dismantle racism, white supremacy, and economic exploitation, unquote, and ensure access to union organizing. On today's labor calendar, there's another day of action supporting the HEROES Act today at 11, including a rally at the Capitol and a car caravan that'll stop by the Trump Hotel. Then at 3, workers speak out on public services in the pandemic. That's live on Zoom and sponsored by the Catholic Labor Network. For complete details and to RSVP, go to dclabor.org. and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1886, newly unionized brewery workers in San Francisco, mostly German socialists, declared victory after the city's breweries gave in to their demands, which included a 10-hour day, 6-day week, the freedom to live anywhere — they had typically been required to live in the breweries — and, oh yeah, free beer. Today's labor quote is by Oscar Wilde, who said, "Work is the curse of the drinking classes." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Your home should be backed by a mortgage program that protects union members in case of eligible income loss. Buy or refinance with a Union Plus mortgage and take advantage of financing available through Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. You can request a consultation today at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.